Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Welcome back to the show, everyone.
Hello.
Oh my God. Okay, so for this episode, we know you guys have missed our ranting and our raving about everything wrong in the world, but now we're going to talk about everything wrong in our lives.
We are here to provide.
Yeah, we're here to provide the content. We're here to give the people what they want. Just kidding. Yep. I don't know if you guys actually want this, but like,
this is just what it is this week. I grabbed myself a beer.
I don't know exactly where the planets are this week, but a lot of shit has just been going down. And
yeah,
I mean, do you want to air your grievances first?
Yeah, I'm fucking pissed because I tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
So fucking pissed.
Literally a year anniversary, like a year to
date. To the day when I found out, that I was positive was the day that I packed up my office last year and went home thinking I would be home for 2 weeks. And I was excited to work from home for 2 weeks. Now I'm fucking kind of sick of it. There's pros and cons. If I could have it my way, I would work from home in the morning and then go into the office after lunch. Like, that would be my ideal schedule, because I don't like having to fluff and buff in the morning and make myself look professional. I started using that that term. My grandpa uses that. I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I just want to get up and work. Like, I don't want to have to, in the early fucking in the morning when the sun's not even up yet, worry about my appearance, make myself look nice. Like, I just want to work and that's it. But then on my lunch break, like, when I'm working from home, what I've been doing is I've been getting ready for the day on my lunch break. I'll eat, do my hair, put on nicer clothes, do my makeup. And then I would love to go into the office and like socialize with people in a post-pandemic world. Like, that would be perfect for me. But yeah, so here I am testing positive. My brother and I are positive. He works with the public and he probably picked it up at work, but thank God, we both live with my grandpa, who is a very at-risk individual, who this whole pandemic, I mean, I have been fearful of getting it because I did not want to give it to my grandpa. But luckily he is he might even be almost 4 weeks past his second vaccination. So he's covered. His doctor has told him that like we can like be in contact with him, but that just weirds us out. So we're still quarantining, like, just to be safe, even though his doctor is like, yeah, no, he's good. We want to be extra safe, but he is healthy. He is doing great. So thank God he got both doses of his vaccine. But yeah, so far I have been asymptomatic. That's also another weird thing is like, not only do I have this thing that I have legitimately been fearing for like a year, like now I have it. And I guess it's a positive thing, but like, I mean, at the moment I'm asymptomatic, so I don't feel any different. I don't feel anything. So it's so weird to know that I'm positive, but like, I feel fine, which is a good thing, but it's also weird.
It's freaky. We were like just talking about this like an hour ago, just like this virus that one we never thought was going to come over to the US. This time last year, literally I definitely did not think this was a joke at all, but yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be over in a month or two. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's going to.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we had like the Ebola scare a few years ago, and it was traveling a little bit around the world. It was isolated to somewhere in Africa.
We were living together during the Ebola scare.
We were, or was it South America? I can't even remember where Ebola started. And we got like 2, 3, 4 cases in the United States, but like we didn't shut down. Nobody changed their lifestyle to like not get it. The only thing, did I ever tell you about the woman who I had, it was a table that I had when I was a waitress. And there was a woman who was like, I want lemon for my water on the side, but I need you to not touch it. So I want you to cut it up and put it on a plate for me, but you can't touch it because, you know, Ebola is going around. And I was like, how am I going to do that?
How do you cut your fingers off? You got to hold a lemon to cut it, or like...
Yeah. Lucky for her, there was already a pre-sliced lemon, so I could use some tongs to like pick up the lemon. Somebody cut the lemon. I didn't, but.
Don't ask for a lemon when you go out to eat. That should be the number one rule. Do not ever get a lemon in your drink when you go out to eat, because those lemon cutters don't get cleaned regularly.
No.
I've never worked anywhere where those were cleaned regularly. Not Outback, not Cracker Barrel, nowhere. Don't do it.
Same. I worked at Ruby Tuesdays.
It's not worth it.
Don't eat at Ruby Tuesdays, though. Just don't go there at all. But yeah, so that's my unfortunate news of the week. But I guess fortunately, I feel fine. So that's good. I'm glad I'm not ill and bedridden. I know quite a few people who have had it, and I've talked to them and asked them about their experience, and their experience was like a nasty version of the flu. Like they had what felt like the flu, but worse. And like the flu fucking sucks. So, yeah. And my brother's doing good too. So we all seem to be doing well. And I mean, lucky for him, like he's the only one who he's experienced two symptoms. And it wasn't for that. If it wasn't for that, like I would have never gone and gotten tested, because like I don't feel sick. So thank God he did experience something that prompted him to go get a test, because like I would have gone out and done my regular grocery shopping, my regular errands. I go into my office biweekly and like check on the printers and make sure the place hasn't burned down and like give those guys some snacks and shit like that. So as much as this sucks, like, thank God he did experience some kind of a symptom that was like, I should probably go get tested, because this is a little weird. Because I wouldn't have, because I don't feel sick.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you aren't experiencing any symptoms. Like, I don't know what I'd do if I had
know, it's a scary thing. Like, I saw that positive test and like, this is something that we've all been fearing for over a year, and that we have changed our lives to work around this. Like we wipe down our groceries with Lysol wipes now. When we come home, wipe down every single thing before it goes in the fridge and in the pantry. And I'm still working from home. Like we're all still wearing masks. Like we are living our lives around this thing. And to get it, you know, at first was very like, it was very nerve-wracking and anxiety, just so much anxiety. Cause like, I'm like, what the fuck's going to happen? Like I've been literally fearing this for over a year. Yeah. And you know what? I fucking jinxed myself. I really did. 2 weeks ago, I was messaging a coworker and I was like, I am actually so proud of myself that I have gone almost the full year now and didn't get it. I fucking jinxed myself. I need to stop saying shit like that. I know better.
Dude, knock on wood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and then 2 weeks later, here we are.
2 weeks later. I mean, I did make it a full year. No, you know what? I don't even know that because I could have had it and not had a single symptom that would have prompted me to get tested. I've been tested for it one time when Steven was sick earlier this year.
Yeah.
And I mean, earlier, God, I keep thinking it's still 2020, bro. It's not 2020. It's 2021. I got tested one time and I was negative.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, it's just so like my, I mean, we talked about it constantly on this podcast about COVID and like, now you have mm-hmm. it.
About staying safe, you know, it's, and it's so crazy to think just how spreadable it is. Like I work from home.
Yep.
The only thing that I go out for is groceries. Yeah. And like to go to Target. And so, like Jeff Bezos has gotten a lot of my coin this past year because I'm ordering almost everything online and it just how easily it spreads. Like, God damn.
Is Jonathan like worried about going back to work? Is he scared of going back to work?
Oh, I don't think so because from what I've heard, you're immune for like 3 months ish after you get it. So at least for the next 3 months, like we both shouldn't be able to get sick again. And hopefully at the end of those 3 months, that'll be roughly about the time to get vaccinated because Biden announced that he had all the states mandate every single adult will be eligible to get one by May 1st. So starting May 1st. That's when we're all eligible to get one. Of course, that is like the states have to have the vaccines to give, but like we can get on the list May 1st. I'm actually already on a list here. So hopefully I put myself towards the beginning of the list because originally I was going to be in the very last phase, phase three for Colorado. I don't know how many phases other states have, but I'm not an essential worker. I'm not over 65. I have no pre-existing conditions. So I totally get why I'm one of the last people to be vaccinated. And that wasn't supposed to even start until the summertime. I was not expecting to be vaccinated until July or August. So to hear that I'm even eligible May 1st is really good news. Mm-hmm. That's just, and then to, you know, I'll definitely get on as many lists as I can. Cause that's another thing is there's at least here, there's multiple lists because I helped my grandpa get on three different vaccine lists, you know, just from three different places that were administering them, just so that he could get the call as soon as possible. So I'm already on one list, but yeah, hopefully that means we can be vaccinated in the spring, or I guess is May the spring? I don't know. I consider May the spring, the end of spring, early yeah. summer. That would be great. And I think that's really exciting news. The states just have to then get the supplies and enough people to give the vaccines. I think that's the next step is we bought the vaccines. We have those. We just need to get enough people who can administer them as quickly as possible. So,
yeah. Speaking of vaccines, one, Steven is now eligible to get a vaccine as part of phase 1B because he's currently, until he goes back out on the boat, he's like serving tables, which I'm really glad that he's like eligible for, because if I was going to get it anywhere, it'd be from him coming home from work, yeah. which freaks me out, but I'm very irritated with the amount of people who are eligible and because they don't want to, or because they think like they're being a martyr, they're like, no, give it to someone else. You don't know that it's going to go to anybody. If it's expired, it gets tossed out.
It gets and that could have gone away.
To you. That could have gone to you.
Yeah.
Get the fucking vaccine. If you're in line and you get a call that says, hey, like we got an appointment, Make it happen. Go get the, if you're going to get vaccinated any fucking ways.
Yep.
Go.
Yep. There's a guy at my office who tried to tell me not to get the vaccine because he believes the conspiracy theory that it's making women infertile.
Oh, and he was like,
yeah, I know, right? He was like, have a baby first and then get the vaccine one day. And I was like, bitch, I don't want a kid for like, I don't even know how many years. And that's if I decide I want kids. So I am not living my life in fear of COVID because that shit's going to make me infertile. And by the way, just to prove a point, if this vaccine really did make women infertile, the government has their hands all over our uteruses already. We would have to have permission from a man or from our husbands to get the vaccine. Okay. Like, because you have to have a man's permission to have your tubes tied. And in some states, you do have to have a man's permission to have an abortion. So if this really made women infertile, we'd have to have a man's permission to get it. So
since you have to have your husband's permission to have your tubes tied in some states, not in all states, but in some,
right,
do you have to have your wife's permission to get a vasectomy? I don't think so.
No, you do not.
That's trash.
That is absolute trash. Vasectomies are reversible. Tube tying isn't.
Don't even get me started on the patriarchy. I'm getting angry.
Yeah. I don't believe that one bit. And honestly, even if it did, shoot me up, bruh. Okay.
Yeah.
I will adopt. I want to live my life. And kids are not at the forefront of my life, nor will they be anytime soon.
I don't know when it's supposed to hit me, the motherly need to have children, like your biological clock is ticking, but I don't feel that way. If it did make me infertile, I'd be like, oh.
Okay, cool. I'll adopt later.
Yeah, like I'll adopt. Like I do feel like I want a child at some point. But I'm not willing to
put
my life on hold for because of a vaccine. Like, No,
there is a huge part of me that never wants to have my body give birth anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't really sound fun to me.
Nope.
And I'm not like, I need to spread my seed. Like, I don't give a shit. Okay. I really don't. Nope, I don't care about my specific DNA continuing on. Like, that's not what it's about for me specifically. So, you know, if that is something that is important to you, like, that is very valid. But it's very valid for me that I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. So no, that is not anything I am concerned about. And I will be getting that vaccine the day that I can. 100%.
And we will, you know, I think, throw a party.
I've also, I mean, not that we're still both very young. We're mid-20s, but also like we're mid-20s, which means we're close to our 30s. And we've definitely been taught like 30 is when it starts ticking, but which I fucking hate. I fucking hate people bringing up like your biological clock is ticking. You gotta get going. First of all, I really wish that by now we would, the female body would evolve to have the biological clock tick later, because I think a lot of women want to have kids later. Like, that should be the next step in the evolutionary process. But also, like, I've heard that people tend to have kids around the same age that their parents had kids. And my mom had me when she was 30. She had my brother when she was 33. And one of my next closest relatives, my aunt, she didn't have her first kid until she was 39. So like, and that's the way it is with a lot of my family members. People had kids later on. So to me, that is not weird at all. And some of them had no trouble at all. And some of them, it took years for them to, try, but like, that is very normal to me. So I don't feel rushed in any way, you know?
No, nobody's gonna rush us into, no man, no woman, no family member, no authority figure, nobody's gonna rush me into having kids before I'm ready.
Preach.
No, like, no. Steven and I have discussed it, and I've told him before, like, there is so much, like, kudos to women who are like, I want a baby and I'm going to do everything I want with the baby. I'm going to go travel. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. My old roommate, Bridget, is like that. Like, she's such a freaking powerhouse, and she has a kid and she's super, super successful. And I'm just like, go you, bitch. That's not for me. That's not for us. You know, like, I want to travel without a baby on my back. I want to spend money on myself. I want to have the things in life that I want to have. Before I have, like, if I get pregnant after we get married, it's going to be on accident. Totally by accident.
Yeah.
I would much rather adopt a toddler or like a 12-year-old kid, a child like in need before I put my body that has already had plenty of fucking health problems through that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of
the same way.
Have I even talked on here about my health issues?
I think you've just alluded to health issues.
Should I update the people on my health problems, or should I jump into my shit day?
Well, if you want to, because they are relevant to your life right now.
I'll do the health problems first. So. I know that back in November, we definitely touched on very briefly when I like went to the hospital for 2 days. I wasn't like in there for 2 days, but I went on two separate occasions for a few hours each. And I'm now fighting like a ton of medical bills that are ridiculous and they're way too high for what wasn't done for me at the hospital. But basically, I'm scheduled to have an endoscopy, like I'm an 80-year-old woman, in a week or so on March 22nd. And it is because something is just not right in my abdomen. I don't know. It's like my metabolism has like sped up so fast to where I'm having to eat every hour, or my stomach, like, it never stops growling. I can push my stomach in and out, and it's going like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And before anybody messages us and says, like, oh, you have IBS, or you, no, I do, this is not, like, I know in my, literally not, like, no pun intended, in my gut, because this is a gut health problem. I feel like it's something, like, diaphragmatic, like, something's wrong with my diaphragm. I feel like something's popping in and out of my stomach.
Yeah. And you've seen multiple doctors, multiple different kinds of doctors. Like, you're not diagnosing yourself at this point. Like, you've seen multiple different people.
Yeah. Like, I went to the hospital twice. They misdiagnosed me with a fucking UTI. So I took antibiotics for no reason, which, don't even get me started on that. I get so mad if I get like misprescribed something. Like, antibiotics are for like emergency, in my opinion, because eventually your body is just not going to respond to them. So the fact that I took antibiotics for a UTI I didn't have.
I was also misdiagnosed one time with a UTI, and I didn't have a UTI. Is that just what, like, do women come in with like abdomen pain and they're just like, UTI? Like, is that
so weird? And
that misdiagnosis almost killed me, because I actually had a kidney infection.
Yeah.
And I was minutes away from sepsis by the time they figured out what was wrong with me.
Which, if you guys don't watch Grey's Anatomy, that means she was literally minutes away from fucking dying.
Like, yeah.
Like, I mean, for real. And I told them, I was like, this is not a UTI. Like, I know what a UTI feels like. And they were like, sometimes it can just show up in crazy ways. And I'm like, oh, really? It was at VCU Health. For anyone who lives in the Richmond area, I'm sorry. I know that med students are, some of them are really killing it out here. Some of them are really killing people out here, because. Because
you had to advocate for yourself with this issue. You have had to do so much advocating for yourself.
I've had to push and push, and I was not even scheduled to see the GI doctor again until the end of this month. And I moved my appointment up to February so that I could get this endoscopy at the end of this month. And I'm a little bit nervous about it, but more than anything, I'm just like, knock me the fuck out and shove that camera down my throat. Like, I want to know what is wrong.
But the fact that you have been going to the doctor since November for this. It is now March.
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't know what's wrong.
No, it's
that is insane. Obviously, I know that, like, you can't just walk in somewhere and they're going to magically know what's wrong with you. But just the length of time that you've had to wait. Okay, you need to see a GI doctor. It's going to be 2 months so you can see them. Okay, you see the GI doctor. Oh, you need to have this endoscopy. That's going to be another month. Like, and you are, this has changed the way you're living your life and you're eating, you know?
It's literally, I don't drink coffee anymore because I don't know if it's affecting it. There's a lot of foods that I love that I haven't been eating, like chickpeas, because I don't know if an excess of fiber is causing like a gas buildup down there. Like it has made me so fucking depressed to live with this that I don't get out of bed sometimes until really late. I'm not like a morning person by any means, but like, I've never had this much problem. It's like, I wake up and like, I have to sleep on my stomach with my hand pressed in my abdomen to stop the growling sometimes. And I'll wake up and I'll hear it. And I'll just be like, I have to live another fucking day like this. Like, I have to get up and force myself to eat a banana or granola or something. And I fucking hate breakfast. It makes me physically ill to get up and know that I immediately have to put food in my mouth. Like, I hate it.
I also hate eating breakfast. But I have to have a cup of coffee. So the fact that you have to eat breakfast and then not have coffee sounds like a nightmare.
It really has wreaked havoc. And I mean, like, on top of that, like, I am not having the best experience with Zoloft. My dosage was increased and I can't tell what's working for me and what's not, because I am constantly fucking fixated on these gurgling stomach noises.
Yeah.
Like it is.
And it's like, and also like the feeling of eating and eating and eating, but never being full. God. And that's not you. Like, that's not your normal eating pattern to, you know, just to never have this feeling of satisfaction. You know, I can only imagine how that feels.
Like right now I feel okay. I don't feel bad. I'm not like in pain or anything, but like, it's the constant feeling of like, when is it going to start up again? Yeah. And I mean, we don't know if it's hormonal. Don't know if it's something related to my nervous system. 'Cause it's weird that all of this shit started after Effie died. So my brain is thinking like, your grief was so bad that it affected your physical health. But like, I don't know. I've tried everything. I've tried the FODMAP diet, tried cutting out caffeine. I tried, oh God, what else? Oh, I've been taking Culturelle probiotics. Don't think that's done really anything.
So you're also like spending a lot of money trying to fix this too, you know?
Yeah. Like the fuck, like I'm blessed enough that I can afford my doctor, like my doctor bills, not these fucking stupid hospital bills.
Yeah.
But like, it's just, oh, you know what we never talked about on here?
What?
Any listener who is on an SSRI, I would like to formally make an announcement. If you are on an SSRI medication or any kind of antidepressant, please read the instructions before you drink or eat or take any kind of herbal supplement, because a few weeks ago, no, not maybe 2 weeks ago, I drank Rasa, which if you have been on Instagram, it might have popped up along with like that mushroom coffee mud water. These are adaptogenic coffee alternatives. And I had no idea that you could not drink these when you are on antidepressants, because they have like rubiose and ashwagandha. Some of them have St. John's wort in them. And basically they are like kind of like natural antidepressants. They affect the serotonin in your gut and the dopamine levels in your body. I drank this stuff one morning. It was sent to me for free for a video for my YouTube channel. And I drank it, not realizing that I should have read all of the back of the box or all the back of the package. Tasted great. I mean, it tasted amazing. It's the closest thing to coffee without being coffee. I was fucking crying my eyes out within an hour. Like, I texted Liz and I was like, I literally just want to die. Like, I don't know. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I was bawling my eyes out. And I looked at the back of it, and at the bottom it said, if you're on any type of medication, please consult with a doctor. So I went and Googled the ingredients and how they interact with Zoloft. No, bitch. No.
Damn, that needs to not be in the fine print. That needs to be like, there needs to be like a warning, like some kind of icon that's recognized on the box.
Yeah.
That, you know, you can go to the back and like read what this warning is, because like you had to find that out after you drank it, and then reading the fine print, you had to Google things about the fine print to figure out that you shouldn't have drinking that.
Yes.
Or your doctor needs to be more clear about you can't have these. Like, you weren't informed.
He didn't tell me anything about that. I had to actually ask him if I could have cold medicine. And he was like, oh, no, you can't take anything like that. And I was like, so if I get a cold, he's like, I'm sorry, but you're the best thing for you to do is just power through it. Like, you can't take, because I made the mistake of taking DayQuil when I started Zoloft, and my heart, I was having heart palpitations. Like, people just think that, I mean, oh my God, like I was so upset that day about that drink. I messaged the brand themselves. I was like, yo, I don't know what you're allowed to tell me legally, but like, I'm on an SSRI, and I didn't, like, had I known that it would interact with my medication, I wouldn't have requested for you guys to send me this for a video. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I can't really keep drinking this. And like, only one of the like, they have a bunch of different types, and only one on the back of it said, absolutely do not take this with SSRIs. The other six didn't say that, but I didn't drink the one that said, don't take it with SSRIs. So I don't know if it really was a drink. Maybe I triggered myself that day thinking about things that were making me upset. I don't know, but like, I haven't touched it since. I am probably going to end up giving it away, which fucking sucked, because it's really good. Like, it really is delicious. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, if you're interested in adaptogens, or you want to take herbal supplements, for the love of God, check with your doc. Like, don't ignore that. Ask your doctor first, because this is the type of shit that can happen. And no one talks about it. I mean, no one ever. Ashwagandha is so common now. People take it all the time. It's in a lot of teas.
Yeah. I used to take, like 2 years ago, I was taking ashwagandha, like vitamin pills. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of that stuff, I mean, it's like the herbal, I'm not saying by any means that any of these herbal supplements are bad. They're not, but you cannot be taking an antidepressant and take a natural, quote, antidepressant. Like, they just cancel each other out, and then you feel like shit. Like, I was so fucking sad the whole day. Steven was like, good thing I didn't get into those and drink any of it, because I would have probably drove off a cliff.
Oh, because he's on SSRIs too.
Yeah, he's on, oh shit, I smacked my mic. He's on, I think, Lexapro.
Okay, yeah.
So he really couldn't have it. And
man, that shit needs to not be in your household.
I know. And like, it's so, I think I'm going to give it to Rose, because she's not on anything like that. So I might just have to just be like, sorry, I can't make this video for you guys after all. I'm really sorry. Cause I do feel bad. I was the one that requested, like, I'd love to work with you guys, but, not at the expense of my health.
Yeah. Hell no. No.
So there's that shit. I how did I forget to make that announcement? Because I guess we haven't been talking about like our personal lives on here often lately.
Well, we have, but it's been like
brief.
grief and like parental relationships with our series, and so it's been personal stuff, but like from the past.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's been like 6 weeks since we had like a personal sit down and just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, that was an instance where you couldn't get your serotonin where you can.
Yeah. That was an instant where you couldn't get your serotonin where you can, which brings us to a very, I can't stop smiling. Us to a very exciting point to this episode that we're just
giddy about,
excited about. We are so excited about this. So for a while now, we have wanted to offer you guys, to give back to our listeners, offer you guys something special. And the other day, had a rush of dopamine, a rush of serotonin. I don't know what was going on in my brain. But we're going to be able to offer you guys merch soon.
Yeah.
Super fucking excited about it. And if you've been watching our Instagram stories or keeping up with us on there, which if you're not, what are you doing? Go follow us. Then you might have seen a sneak peek of some of the items that Liz and I have created. If you haven't, go check them out. But we are really fucking thrilled.
Yeah. Yeah. To say the least. We've both ordered samples. So we're testing out the quality before we send, you know, everybody the link. We want to make sure it's good shit.
Yeah, we don't want you guys spending your money, your hard-earned COVID coin, on anything that we wouldn't use ourselves.
Yeah. But yeah, when it does come out, we'll announce it on the Instagram for sure. But yeah, if you'd like to support us and support the podcast, we're super excited to announce that we have merch. I cannot, like, as somebody who, like, I don't have a YouTube channel, like, this is honestly, like, very surreal for me. This is so surreal, so mind-blowing. I'm like, oh my God, I have merch? What?
It is. Just think, all your artwork, like, our podcast art is gonna be on people's stuff.
I know. And we have two different kinds at the moment, but I'm sure throughout time, whenever we fucking feel like it, we'll add whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
But currently we have items that have our logo on it. And then we also have the Get Your Serotonin Where You Can merch items as well. So yeah, You'll have to stay tuned and check that out when it's available. I was telling Brooke, like, there's tons of people who I would love to support and buy merch from just to support them because I love them. But like, I don't always necessarily want to wear their logo around, but there are some people that just have nice, cute merch that has like a cute saying or just a simple, cute little drawing, something that's not blatantly obvious, like someone's name or, you know, shit like that. So for us, that's the Get Your Serotonin Where You Can, because it's a cute little saying that we say all the time. And yeah, if there's anything that you guys want to see on merch that we say constantly, or just anything that you want to see on merch, send us a message to the Instagram podcast. We can send out a poll.
Mm-hmm.
Can get an idea of how that would go over. And if we just fucking love it, maybe we'll just fucking add it.
Yeah. And like, let us know what types of, you know, apparel you like. If you're more of a sweatshirt person or a crew neck person, or you like joggers, or you like t-shirts. I mean, we can create literally anything in like, I don't know, 10 minutes. So
yeah. Yeah. That's also the mind blowing part is, Brooke was talking to me. She FaceTimed me and was like, we should do get your serotonin where you can. And I hopped on a design program, made it, and sent it to her. And like 10 minutes later, it was like on the site. And I was like, what the hell?
This
is witchcraft.
It literally is witchcraft, bro. Like, it's our own little form of magic. Like, ugh.
Like, I had just made something 5 minutes ago, and I am now looking at it on a hoodie. What the hell? That just blows my mind.
It's insane. Like, oh my God. We are, so far, we've created 4 types of face masks. We've created,
two pandemic kind.
Yeah, the pandemic kind. Because it would only be fair that we offer you guys face masks in the middle of a pandemic where the podcast started in the first place. Who knows how much longer we will need them. However, we've made like everything on the site as affordable as possible. You're not going to go on there and be charged like $80 for a fucking shirt, because I'm not doing that. We have created tote bags. We've created stickers. We've created leggings. We've created accessory bags, crew necks. Soon there'll be like a phone case. And there's also a tumbler, like a 20-ounce tumbler for your hot or cold beverages, your potions.
Potions and lotions.
Yeah, and we're probably gonna put something else up there that we were talking about before we started recording. Hint, hint, it's something about the patriarchy. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're super excited about it, and we just want to be able to test the products before we start giving the link to people to buy things, because I don't know.
This is very new to us.
It's very new to us. I've never, you know, used this site before, and I would never be okay with offering something up to people who like listen to us and trust us if I didn't know that it was quality.
So, yeah, if it turned out to be shit.
Yeah, so stay tuned, because we're definitely going to get a couple things in the mail soon, and we're going to take pictures and you guys can see. And eventually one day we'll have discount codes, because we can set those up.
Yeah. And Brooke and I have matching crew necks on the way, and I can't wait to see you the next time I'm bringing it, and we can take a photo together wearing them.
Oh my God, how fucking cute is it?
Brooke's like, why the fuck did you say that? No.
No, it's so cute. I'm so excited about that. Like, seriously. Oh, crew neck's the best.
I know.
Oh my God. It's gonna be
so fucking excited.
Oh my God. What if when people start getting their merch, we have like a contest of like, take a picture of yourself, like some, or like, I'm trying to think, like, show us all the places that our merch has been, like tag the photo. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm in Miami, or oh, I'm in, I don't know, Berlin or whatever.
Right. Yeah, no, that would be so cool. We did talk about creating an Instagram highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if you want to send us pictures wearing the merch or like drinking out of the tumbler or something, and you want to be added to the story, we could put you on an Instagram highlight reel. I think that would be so much fun.
I think it's just another
really cool way to connect with people who listen to us that we obviously like never get to see or hear from, and I just think that's a really cool way to connect with listeners.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, at the end of the day too, we really just want you guys to know how much we like appreciate your support, even if we've never spoken to you. Or you've never, like, if you've never seen our faces, or we've never seen your faces, like, it means a lot that in the middle of this pandemic that has stripped so many people of their creativity and their will to keep making things.
Mm-hmm. This has been the light of my life.
Yeah. I mean, this has been the most consistent thing in my life for a year.
Yes. 100%.
Oh, my nose is getting red, bro. You know, I be getting emotional. Rudolph the red nose, Brooke. It really does, man. Whenever I be about to tear up, it gets so red. I can't ever pretend that I'm not going to cry, because everybody who knows me knows my nose will get red.
Same. Except when I cry. So you can't tell like my face doesn't turn red when I'm about to cry. Oh, wow. I don't know what the hell this is, but when I cry, wherever a tear runs down my face, a red streak appears, like the blood rushes to my face where I have cried. So I end up with like these red spider vein looking things going down my face wherever tears have run. And then my eyeballs will swell shut, totally shut. And my whole face will swell up actually. So it's like not a pretty sight at all. So I feel you.
Oh my God. Whatever happened to Lana Del Rey's song, Pretty When I Cry?
Yeah, no. I have canceled plans. I have canceled plans before because I ended up crying about something before the plans. And I was going to need at least 4 hours for my face to depuff. And I was not going out in public. Now, do I give many less shits. But at that point in time in my life, I was like, no, nobody can see that my face looks swollen and it's red. So I'll cancel.
Yeah. We give many, many less shits. I mean, you know, I don't know. I guess my fear is like, you ever feel like when you cry and like you're worried people are going to be like, oh, what's wrong? You're going to start crying again. So like,
yeah,
don't even look at me. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, no. And sometimes if I've been crying, literally somebody could talk about something totally not about what I'm crying about. And I will start crying. Like sometimes it's speaking words.
Sometimes I'd be sniffing the air. I'm sad.
It's like that. Like I know Brooke and I do this. I think it would be so funny to know if other people did this. And I hope that a lot of people can relate. But like, do you ever start your therapy session? And right now we're like turning on our cameras. We're not going in person. And your therapist just looks at you and goes, hey, how are you? And it's just like bawling. Like you have said nothing yet. And you just fucking break down when they're like, how are you? And you're like,
that's happened to me twice now, and every time I just feel like I feel like I'm crying to my grandma because my therapist is an older woman, so I just feel like, yeah, I'm bawling my eyes out to my grandma.
Yeah, my therapist reminds me a little bit of my mom, which like they're like the same age, and so I definitely kind of feel like I'm crying to my mom a little bit, which is partially why I fucking love her so much, because she just seems like such like this like open-minded mother. She also advertised herself as like someone who works with like spiritual people. Not that you have to be a spiritual person to work with her, but like when I was telling her about certain things, like where I had a dream about like talking to this archer and someone named Diana, she was like, that's Artemis, you know, like like that was just really cool to have somebody who knows about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And because I at first, like, she was actually the person who taught me that Artemis, another name for Artemis is Diana, because I had no idea that that was another name for Artemis, and she was the one who taught me that. She was like, Artemis is trying to connect to her. Maybe you should make an altar for her and give her a gift. And oh, like, she's so sweet. Yeah, no, she's so sweet. I really love her. But yeah, they're definitely, I would say the first 3 months of sessions with her, every single one I joined, she'd be like, hi, Liz. And it was just tear town, like immediately.
You're like, this kind, nice lady cares how I am. Yeah. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. So maybe that's just a relatable moment that other people have with their therapists.
Man, when I get to meet my therapist again at the end of this month, I'm going to have so much shit to tell her because I accidentally missed my appointment last week and I felt so fucking bad. I was humiliated. I literally was like, wondering why nobody had called me to collect my payment, and I called them and they were like, oh no, your appointment was yesterday. And I was like, what? Oh. Are you fucking sure? Like,
oh, your insurance never did like COVID coverage for therapy?
No, I still, my copay is like $40 per session.
Yeah.
I didn't get any like kind of special treatment. Thanks for nothing, Anthem.
Damn.
I mean, 40 is better than like 100. So I should be.
It is. No, it is. My, I have United Healthcare and I never paid for therapy sessions. I don't know if I told the podcast this, but I actually graduated from therapy. For the time being, I'm sure shit will fuck up in the future and all. She's on speed dial. but yeah, my last session was, I think 3 weeks ago now, maybe almost a month ago, sometime in February. And she was like, I think you're doing really great. And I think you don't need me anymore. And I was actually very sad because like, she's my friend now. I was like, but I like talking to you. I like talking to you. But throughout this whole pandemic, my insurance covered everything. I didn't even have to pay my copay. My copay is $35, so it's pretty much the same. But I did go on my like patient portal, and I saw how much it would cost if I had no insurance at all for one session. $330.
Oh my God.
For one single hour session, if I did not have any health insurance, it would cost me $330 to see her. That's exactly why if you don't have insurance, nobody goes to fucking therapy. I wouldn't. Not for that.
No, I wouldn't either. I would be drinking my adaptogenic coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
God, dude.
I would have had a few more puffs of weed for that.
Jesus, that is rough.
Yeah, I know.
300. I don't even know how much mine would be without insurance, but this, like...
Fucking insane. I mean, she deserves every penny. She deserves every penny, but... So I would have paid $35, and my health insurance would have covered roughly $300, you know? But, you know, just not everybody has access to health insurance in this country because the system is so fucked. And that's ridiculous.
Speaking of insurance.
Brooke was a mega adult today.
I was a mega adult.
Like, she leveled up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I got into my final fucking form.
Yes, you fucking did. Tell the people.
So... as you guys may know, my puppy, Mia, my little baby angel, she, I'm just saying you may know of her because, I mean, she's in the podcast art. But anyways, she, yesterday morning from like 9 a.m. to 11, or today is what the hell is today? Today's March 13th, Saturday. So Friday, March 12th, she was vomiting and having rather loose stool, we shall say. She was diarrheaing like mad in her crate, and I woke up and immediately bathed her, took her outside. She was still just really like, it was just, what, I don't know, her stomach was messed up or something, but she was just shitting her brains out outside.
There was blood. You said she was like shaking, like cold.
She was cold because I bathed her, and then like she just wasn't like, I didn't use a hair dryer on her, but she was like, she had blood in her poop. And like, for people who have pets, like, that's never a good sign. I mean, that's not even a good sign when you're a human.
Yeah, that's scary.
So my first thought was like, she ate something or she's got some type of illness. Like, what is it? Because she's fully vaccinated. Steven and I were so on top of it with her vaccinations. She has been fully vaccinated since the middle of February, or no, beginning of February. And so I was feeding her rice and doing all the right things, and but she was still having diarrhea yesterday, and I was like, okay, maybe it's just an upset stomach. Like, maybe it'll get better. Well, this morning at 4 a.m. Saturday, I wake up. She's crying again. She's screaming. take her to the kitchen, diarrhea'd all over her playpen in the kitchen. And this time it was just straight up like bright red blood, which means it's fresh. Like it means that it's not like old blood in like her stomach. So I got up with her twice. And then the third time I woke Steven up and I was like, you get up. And he said that he took her out and the same thing happened. So I was like, I'm not losing two dogs in the span of 6 months. I'm not doing it. So today I took her all the way to a vet that was in Yorktown, which is an hour from Richmond. And I went to that vet because my friend Kayla told me to, instead of going to like an emergency vet here in Richmond, because a lot of them will try to charge you like $4,000 for one visit. And they prey on very emotional pet owners, and it's just sick. It's wrong. They tried to charge us $3,000 for Peep because he was poisoned by flea medication 1 year. They tried to charge us $3,000 for like muscle relaxers.
Oh my God.
They gave him a chemical bath to get the, by the way, don't ever use Hart's medication. I had no idea. Like that's.
I remember you telling me about that.
It was so bad. That was like 2 or 3 years ago, but, I hate learning things the hard way with pets, but, so I take her to the vet, sitting in the parking lot for 2 hours. She puked on the way there, but she sometimes gets car sick. So I was like, that one doesn't count. But that when they took her in, they came back out a little bit later and I'm on FaceTime with Liz while they come out and I'm trying to start my car to roll the window down to talk to the vet tech. And my fucking car won't start. My car will not start. And it's going click, 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 click. And I'm like, bitch, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
This is how things happen.
This is just the progression of things. And I looked at Liz and I was like, do you hear that? And you were like, hope that's not your alternator.
Me trying to diagnose your car from 1,000 miles away.
Literally. And I was like, fuck me. So like while they took Mia inside, I had to call my roadside assistance people. My battery had died because like an idiot, I kept the radio, not the radio. I was playing music like through the Bluetooth in my car, but my engine wasn't on. So you can't do that even if it's for just an hour because your car will die. Like it doesn't matter how new your car is. It will fucking die. I didn't think, you know, like I was too worried about them taking her in. And so someone had to come and jump my battery and I was so thankful for insurance. And then Mia, her bill ended up being like $400 something. Again, I have pet insurance, so I'm very thankful for that. But that was my entire day. I spent the
two insurances in the same day.
In the span of like an hour. Like, yeah. We love to see a premium go to work.
Right. I have definitely learned the hard way with my car battery. There have been times that, I have been aware of what can kill a car battery for a long time. I've been doing it since high school, listening to music with my car off. I don't know how many times my mom had to come jump me because I just like did my thing and totally forgot and killed the car. Even when I was a kid, there was one time I even remember she had to go into Ace Hardware and I went with her and Jonathan, my brother, and she was in there talking to somebody looking for a part, was in there for like 20 or 30 minutes. And I was like, I'm just going to wait here. And she left the car on and I turned it off and played and listened to music, literally being a 10-year-old, and killed the car while she was in Ace Hardware. Like I've been doing this for a long time and I highly recommend getting a jump starter battery with the jumper cables attached. So that way you don't have to rely. Well, I mean, you had roadside assistance. And I have roadside assistance, but the last time my car battery died and I called roadside assistance for a jump, they wanted to still charge me like $150. And I was like, hell no, I'm going to wait for somebody to pull up and jump me.
Yeah.
So I waited for somebody to pull up who would jump me. I have tried to talk to way too many strangers and make BFFs with people I did not want to talk to get them to jump my car. So I highly recommend, if you don't have any of those benefits or you don't like talking to strangers about, you know, getting your car jumped, you can buy a battery that has jumper cables so you don't need another car, and then you can jump your own car. Because I have done that way too many times to count.
I looked up a portable battery with cables. Rose sent me a jumper cables immediately. She was like, you need to order these right now because this could happen to you again down the road. So I ordered them on the spot. $20, fucking yep. Take my money. And then later I was like, maybe I should cancel that order and order one of those portable batteries.
I would highly recommend, because otherwise you have to rely on somebody else being on the other end. And, you know, if somebody that you know is in town, you can just call them up. The last time my car died, I was at the grocery store 5 minutes away from where my brother was, and he just wasn't picking up the phone. Like, he just wasn't picking up the phone. So he could have definitely come jump me. And then I ended up having to wait. Actually, two people jumped me, because the first guy was like, I've never jumped a car before. Great. And I was like, open the hood, bitch. I know how to do it.
That's so funny.
So he didn't know how. He had never jumped a car. So he opened up the hood. His girlfriend was in the next seat over. She's probably like, this bitch making us late or whatever. He was very nice. He had just never jumped a vehicle. And I connected everything. And we were sitting there waiting, and my car just wasn't starting. And I was like, can you give it some gas? Because, like, you can get the other car to, like, do some revving, and it'll give more juice to the battery they're connected to. And it just didn't work. I don't know what the heck. I, like, reconnected them multiple times, because if they're not connected to the ports correctly, it won't work. But he had a smaller car, and I was like, maybe his car is too small to do it. And then, so he was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, yeah, I'll just wait for somebody else. I don't want to, like, keep you here. He wanted to keep trying. I was like, it's just not working. So I let him go and waited for another guy. And this old guy pulled up in a huge truck, and I was like, hey, you, I need your truck.
So funny.
And got him to come jump me, and it worked, like, instantly. So
sometimes you gotta rely on the kindness of strangers, man.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm an outgoing person, but, like, I hate talking to strangers. Like, I don't like it, but, like, I can do it.
Yeah.
And I can usually, like, get people to talk to me, because I think I'm fairly approachable. Like, I'm not, like, a scary looking person. But I hate talking to strangers, and we're in the middle of a fucking pandemic, you know, like, so I had to get these people that I don't know. Luckily, everybody wore a mask that I spoke to, but, yeah, not a good time. There was another time my car died when I was waiting to pick up somebody from the airport. And in Denver, we have a cell phone lot, is what it's called, because a long time ago, it used to be a place you can go charge your cell phone. Now it's really just, like, a place where you can get some food, and you can wait, like, if you're going to pick somebody up and you're early, so that you don't have to keep circling the airport until they get there. Mm-hmm. So you go wait in the cell phone lot. And I was listening to music there with my car off. Car fucking died. And person's like, hey, I'm here. And I go to turn on my car. Mm-mm. Dead. Dead. And it was the middle of the night. It was the middle of the night. It was, like, I think they had, like, a 10 p.m. flight coming in. And there was nobody there. And thank God some random person pulled up right then and there, and I got them to jump me, and then I went to the airport and picked them up.
You don't think about, like, how something as simple as, like, leaving a light on or listening to, like, 6 songs, it can literally drain your battery in an hour or two.
Yeah, and then you are at the mercy of strangers.
Thank God it was daylight, like, today, like, and I was surrounded by people, you know, because, I mean, I can't even I don't even want to think about if I had been by myself.
Like, yeah.
It's just scary.
Yeah.
But that is that was.
And cool. I currently in Denver am awaiting at least 25 inches of snow to accumulate. This is Saturday when we're recording, and this is the lightest day of snow that we're gonna have. I think we're max gonna get 4 or 5 inches, and then literally tomorrow we're gonna get 20 inches of snow. It was gonna be 40, so thank God it jumped down to like 25. But then it's gonna snow again on Tuesday and Wednesday, so it might get up there. It might get close to 40 again, we'll see. But I was supposed to get 40 by the end of Sunday. Now it's only 25 inches.
Well, you are stuck in your bedroom, so that means you are at the mercy of my FaceTime calls.
Yes. Thank God. Thank God, because, oh my God. I get a FaceTime call from Brooke, and I'm like, oh my God, I can talk to somebody.
You know you can call me anytime.
I know. I also, like, don't want to, like, I mean, probably right now you would know, but, like, I also don't want to freak you out sometimes, because, like, I know that, like, if I get a FaceTime call from you in the middle of the day when I wasn't expecting it, I'm, like, worried something's wrong. No. You know, I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? But yeah, I've been watching lots of movies, Netflix, YouTube, TikTok. I'm just exhausting my efforts. My kitty cat has been keeping me company. So, yep. Yeah, that's about it. I Amazon freshed a whole bunch of snacks because I don't go downstairs to the kitchen. My grandpa has become the caretaker.
Aww. Which
years ago we were taking care of him after he had a surgery botch. And so he is now our caretakers for the moment.
And she's got a stove. I mean, you have a microwave or something in your room.
Yeah, Jonathan and I make food, but Grandpa's a savvy with the microwave. So he just bought a whole bunch of microwavable stuff. And I just call him and I'm like, Grandpa, can you bring me lunch?
Aww.
And he heats up something in the microwave and he comes upstairs and puts it on the floor in front of my door. And he's like, food's here. And I wait for him to go back downstairs, and then I open the door, get my food. It's a good time.
It's a good time.
I have not lost my sense of taste or smell.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm, haven't. And oh, I'm good. Worried that I'm gonna, because I ordered a whole bunch of snacks for my room, and I'm hoping I just don't put on weight having COVID, because I'm not moving at all. I'm literally just in bed because I have nothing else to do, and I'm eating snacks.
We should do like watch party yoga together.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
That'd be so fun. Yeah, I love how we're sitting here like, let's make plans. Like, everyone's listening like, wow, like I'm third wheeling. We need to stop.
Yeah, like anybody listening, if you've had COVID, what did you do to pass the time? I'm going to be in my room for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I work from home. I will be here. Not that I went anywhere else, you know, besides, but like, I don't even get the spice of life of going to get groceries now.
The spice of life.
The spice of life is gone.
That was her only reason to go anywhere was to get groceries.
Groceries and Target. Like, I can't even do that right now, so.
Well, I'll go to Target enough for the both of us.
I told Brooke, I was like, I have to watch it on Amazon that I'm not just like bored online shopping. And I did whip out my Animal Crossing again. So I'm playing Animal Crossing once more.
Which, if you guys have been listening since the beginning, you know I bullied her into getting Animal Crossing.
Yeah, but that was a good decision, though. That was a good decision. That was definitely, there were at least 3 days when I first got this that I didn't sleep. I'm not joking. Did not sleep at all.
I'm so sorry.
And I had to get this off of Facebook Marketplace, my Switch. Did I ever tell you that? Because the Switches had been sold out everywhere because the pandemic had just hit. Everybody wanted a Switch to entertain themselves. Everybody wanted to play Animal Crossing. I couldn't find a Switch anywhere.
My friend's got stolen before she even got it. Someone stole it.
Damn.
An Amazon. So yeah,
I bought this shit brand new off of Facebook Marketplace because, like, bro, I need to play Animal Crossing. Give me a Switch. It's 2020. What do you mean I can't just go buy a Switch?
Maybe like, when my island's done, I'll post my dream code and you guys can come to it.
Okay, cool. And then I'm also going to download Mario Kart, and Brooke and I are going to play Mario Kart.
Yes.
Yep. So it's a good time, man. You know, everything else felt like the air feels like March 2020.
Yeah, it smells like pre-COVIDian.
Like this room, I feel like I'm having residual feelings of how March 2020 felt, where it was real. Like I was taking it seriously, but I didn't know at that point what a pandemic was like. So like I was, you know, packed up, went home like everybody else, but like it still hadn't really hit yet what life was going to end up being like. And at that point in time, I think right now, 2020, we had maybe like 5 cases, you know, like granted, I do think there were tons of cases. We just didn't know about it yet. But at the time we had 5 recorded cases and I was still like, oh, they're going to nip it in the bud. You know, they're going to,
yeah,
those people are going to quarantine. It's not going to spread. We're just going to give it 2 weeks. No one's going to go anywhere. No one's going to get it. We're going to be fine.
Little did we know.
Yeah. Here I am. So, yeah, I just have like weird March 2020 PTSD in a way. And I'm just like, the air smells like March 2020.
Yeah, this time last year, I was at Outer Banks.
Yeah, you were at the beach.
I was at the beach, and that was the last time that... No, actually, Steven and I drove to the beach a couple months ago, just for fun. But, it was nuts. It was very surreal. It was the weirdest feeling.
I had a vacation planned. I was actually going to come see you because I had a vacation planned in May of last year because we had been recording the podcast at this point, like just barely. I think like just barely. And I was going to the beach in March of last year. Had a beach house with my friends all set up.
Nope, canceled.
Not canceled.
Canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shit's just so, it makes me so sad. But you know what? Things are looking up. Like, we are going to be vaccinated by the end of this year. There's a very good chance I'll get to see you in person this year. Like, be so nice. Not
this year, definitely next year.
Like, things are hopefully looking up on the COVID forefront, if not, you know, life as a whole. We're getting there. But
did I tell you about how, so like, you know, when you get a vaccine, you get a little card?
Yeah.
Can you imagine like 100 years from now, COVID vaccine cards are gonna be like in museums?
This is my great 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 this grandma Brooke's COVID card.
Look at her COVID card. She had to carry this around because we're gonna have to carry that shit around.
She had to wipe her ass with a leaf because people didn't have toilet paper.
Like, we're gonna have to carry that shit in our wallet for a long time to prove, you know, we might have to, like, if they're gonna pack a movie theater, you can only come in this packed movie theater if you have a card.
Yep.
You know, not that like they're going to, I don't think it's going to be like, you can't come in Target if you don't have a card. But like, if it's going to be a crowded concert, it might be like, you can only come in if you've been vaccinated. And so we're going to have to carry that shit around. And that's going to be a ticket of entrance for certain places. That's what I'm foreseeing.
It's going to be triggering for people to wear a mask when we no longer have to wear masks anymore, it's going to freak people out. Like, you know what, like festivals and stuff, people wear the decorative face mask as like part of their costume or whatever. People like aren't going to want to do that anymore because they've had to wear a mask out every day for a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, there are instances where I wouldn't mind wearing a mask forever on.
Yeah.
Like public transit. I don't, you know, just, it's really been nice not getting comments from people. Smile, sweetie. Like, mm-hmm. or me talking shit under my breath and no one hearing me. Like when I'm in the grocery store and someone's fucking parked in the middle of the aisle and I'm talking mad shit about them under breath because they can't hear me. I'm gonna have to watch that when we don't wear masks anymore, talking shit. Like there are instances where I actually really don't mind wearing the mask. I don't have to put on a fake smile. I haven't been told to smile, and I don't have to like even look nice. Like my mouth can like just relax and like do some stupid shit, whatever it wants to do, you know. I have noticed that when I wear a mask, I do a lot of nose movements to mm-hmm. scoot it back up so I don't have to touch it. Yeah. I do this like this kind of thing. Nobody can see that obviously, but like
she to, scrunches like, move, it like a bunny.
Yeah, to move my mask up if it starts falling down. And you know, now we all have mask preferences. Like there's materials that I know I like and don't like. There's types of elastics that go around the ear that I know I do and do not like. And yep. there's ones that fold and there's ones that form to your face that I know I do and do not like. Like, I mean, you know, we all have mask preferences now and we all have different colors to match our outfits. And I mean, maybe not everybody, but I do. You know, it's like crazy how a year has come around.
There's stupid ones that tie behind your ears, like literally tie behind your head. I don't know why Target sells those. No one buys those.
I thought it was just my head shape, but like those don't stay up for me. I'm like, is my head shape weird?
Why would you even make something like that when you can easily just do the ones that tie over your ear or go over your ears? Like, I don't even know why they wasted their time with that.
I think some people, like if you have to wear it at your job for like 12 hours, it starts pulling on your ears and like it starts hurting behind your ears.
I guess
I haven't ever had to wear a mask for like 10-12 hours. So it doesn't bother me having the ones that are elastic behind my ears, but I think some people who have to wear them for extended periods of time, that can like give you headaches and stuff.
I don't even think the COD podcast would, I said the COD past. I don't even think the COD pass would still be a thing if I hadn't asked you. I probably would have lost motivation by myself a long time ago.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to keep something up by myself like this and being consistent.
I love having you. I love having you to lean on and encourage me to be the best version of myself and be consistency. Oh God, that song sucks.
I mean, this podcast has really not only just like kept me going through the pandemic, but definitely like kept me going through life and like has given me something to be excited for and happy about each week and something to look forward to. And I would say this is definitely the best thing that happened to me in 2020 was starting this with you. So thanks for inviting me. You're
going to make me cry. You want to make me cry? Is that what you want? You know I'll do it. Don't
you know test I will. Me.
I'll fucking do it.
So yeah, maybe that's what we can name this episode, is something about like, you know, coming full circle, March 2020.
Yeah. Full circle, March 20, whatever. We'll name it something like that. I mean, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Well, I guess with that, we can probably wrap this episode up. Oh, wait, before we go, if you listened to our last episode, then you already know this, but if you didn't listen to the last episode, then you definitely missed out. Well, you didn't miss out. You did miss out. It was a good episode, but like you didn't miss out on this thing we're about to tell you about. Our podcast has partnered with our friend Alex's business, with Love Candle Co. So definitely do yourself a favor if you're interested in amazing organic candles, wax melts, and soaps, and go check her website out. You can check on our Instagram. There's a highlight. It says like sponsors or sponsorship or something along those lines. Check out her website and Instagram, and you can use our code WITCHFUL, WITCHFUL, for 10% off your order.
Mm-hmm.
Should have probably put that in the beginning, but I forgot. So just a little something special
for you. Yeah. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. And yeah, you're doing your religious rant next week, right?
Yep. Oh, I've already started the outline and it's getting long.
Well, you are going to just go crazy, go stupid. I'm just going to put myself on mute and just have some popcorn probably and just nod encouragingly as you go the fuck off.
You're just going to end up being my hype woman the whole time.
You're just going to hear like me go, yes,
that's good. Right, bitch.
Mute again. Oh, wow. What happened next, Liz?
Yeah, so next week episode is just going to be, we sent out a little poll and a lot of people surprisingly wanted to hear my religious rant. I guess maybe not so surprisingly because I have brought it up quite a few times throughout this whole entire journey, because it's just something that really was my entire life up until I was like 18. And really, there's a lot of things. I have a lot of religious trauma I've had to work through, things that still affect me to this day. And my views have obviously, maybe not obviously, I don't know, taken a 180. And it seems like a lot of people who listen feel the same way. And I know we have a lot of listeners that are in the same area that like we grew up in, like in Virginia, in the South, and probably have a similar experience. So I'm going to go off a little bit in the next episode. And that is not to, I'll definitely like put this disclaimer in the next one too, because like I really don't ever want to hurt people's feelings. This is just my personal anecdotal experience. There are Christian witches. There are Christian witches that follow us and listen to us. And I think that's amazing, but I did not have a good experience, and I'm just gonna go off a little bit about it.
You're gonna get up on your soapbox.
That's right.
Yeah, so if that's something you're interested in, definitely check back with us next week. Keep an eye on our stories. We'll probably show you guys some more sneak peeks of merch and also post some polls about certain types of designs, certain types of products you guys might like. Apparel, whatever. I'm really excited for next week's episode already, bitch. Like, the fuck? But yeah, so stay safe out there. Try your best not to get COVID and send Liz some things she can do while she's quarantining in her bedroom.
Yep. Send me some love.
Oh, man. Okay. Fingers crossed, man. No symptoms.
Yeah.
Stay that way. Know. We love you guys and we'll talk to you next week.
Catch you on the next one. Bye.